End of course test. Listening 2. 1.
What's that you're reading, Kat?
It's a travel guide to Vienna. Eddie and I are going there for our anniversary in September. I'm really looking forward to it. I've never been before.
Oh, you'll love it. You play the cello, don't you?
Yes. I expect we'll go to quite a few concerts while we're there.
After all, they call Vienna the capital city of music.
2.
Excuse me, sir. I have to ask you to step back off the train.
Sorry, what?
You can't take your bike on this train, sir. You'll have to wait for the 9:37.
But that man just took his bike on the train?
Yes, that was a fold-up bike. It folds into a smaller size so it can fit in the luggage area. Normal bikes aren't allowed on this train. You'll have to wait for the 9:37.
I didn't know. That's really, really annoying. Okay, I'm getting off.
3.
So, George, I'm hosting my first dinner party in England this weekend. What do I need to know?
Well, the first thing you need to do is buy some tea.
It's a dinner party. Why do I need tea?
Because whenever someone comes to your house in England, you need to say, "Would anyone like some tea?" Even if you think coffee or wine would be better, most people will be thinking, "Where's the tea?"
I can't tell if you're joking, George.
Okay. Perhaps not everyone will want tea, but I promise you, more than one person will ask for tea during the evening.
4.
Are you okay, Emma? You look frustrated.
I'm just trying to work out this website. It's really complicated. I'm trying to ask for my money back because my train was cancelled last week.
Oh, I see. I expect that's quite difficult.
Yes, but it shouldn't be difficult, should it? It's the train company's fault, and they owe me because of all the time I wasted at the stupid station instead of at work. They should make this easier.
I totally agree with you. Shall I go and make some tea?
Oh, yes, please. That would be lovely.
5.
My shoulder still hurts. Do you think I should see a doctor?
I don't know what a doctor can do. You just need to rest it.
Online it said I should keep moving my arm, you know, so the muscle stays warm.
Well, you definitely shouldn't get medical advice online. Come on, get your coat and we'll go to a pharmacy in town. They might be able to help.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.